Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu dhikrillahi ta'ala qa'iman o qa'idan o muntaji'an wa muhdisan wa junuban wa ha'idan illa al-Qur'an fala yahillu li junubin wa la ha'idin. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought a new chapter here. The chapter on engaging in the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, standing, sitting, lying down while in a state of minor or major impurity. Major impurity, a person needs a ghusl. Minor impurity, a person needs wudu. So in any condition, a person can make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And in menstruation, and then he brings an exception, illa al-Qur'an, except for the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif, which is prohibited for a person in major impurity and a woman in menstruation. So the style of the muhaddithin is they'll bring a chapter. And in the chapter, it's almost as though they're making a claim. This is a claim, this is our chapter, this is the heading. And now under the chapter what they'll do is they'll bring a hadith that will substantiate the chapter, the claim. So as we're going, we'll see whatever was mentioned here, the chapter on engaging in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, standing, sitting, lying down, whilst in a state of minor or major impurity and in menstruation, except for the Quran Sharif. So now different ahadith will come proving that the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala can be made in this condition. Whilst a person is in need of ghusl, a person is in need of wudu, a person is standing, a person is lying down, a person is walking, all these conditions a person can make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The reason that Imam Nawawi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has brought this chapter is to explain to us that the beauty of the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is such that it doesn't have conditions attached to it. It doesn't have conditions. You'll find for salah, a person will need wudu. Person just can't come into salah without wudu. He needs ghusl also for salah. And the time of salah has to be correct. The place of salah has to be parked. So there are many, many conditions for salat. For other ibadat, many conditions. Like that for hajj, it has to be in the days of hajj. It has to be in the places of hajj. If a person is there in Makkah Sharif and he thinks to himself, now if he's there, for example, today, and he thinks to himself, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah is so quiet, let me go away there now. In the times of Hajj, it's so expensive. You need a visa and you need sahuk approval. Now if I go away there, I'm there with my family already. Let me go to make Hajj. It won't be valid. Why? Because it's not in the days of Hajj. So it may be in the place of Hajj, but not in the days of Hajj. So like that, there are conditions that, many conditions that are attached to Hajj also. Like that, you look at fasting. If a person decides that, let me calculate, I think fasting is such that it's 8 hours. I want to keep it at night. One of the conditions of fast is a person has to keep it from the time of Subah Sadiq till sunset. But now he says, let me keep it at night. The condition is it has to be kept on at day. So like that, you look at zakat. A person has to calculate 2.5% of his zakat. He must be a person and he must give it to needy recipients of zakat. If he thinks to himself, there's so many people living in Amlazi and Komashu, let me help them with zakat. Now these are the conditions. There's so many different conditions attached to zakat. But look at zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr of Allah ta'ala, man is walking, he can make the zikr. He's talking inside his heart also, he can be making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person is lying down in his bed, any time of the day, any time of the night, making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person like that, he's not parked also, he can make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just to show us, the zikr of Allah ta'ala is such a thing that there's no conditions attached to it. Any time, any place, any condition, a person can make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with one exception of Quran Sharif. And that also is because of the high respect and high regard we have for the Quran Sharif. So today we'll just do one ayat of the Quran Sharif, and then we'll continue after this from tomorrow. But this is the style of the muhaddithin. They'll make a claim, they'll bring a chapter, and then they'll bring few ahadith and they to prove their claim. So the first ayat of the Quran Sharif that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, or the only ayat of the Quran Sharif that he has brought here, قال الله تعالى إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala says, surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth and in the alternation of the day and night are signs for the intelligent. Surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and night are signs for the intelligent. What is meant? A person looks at the day, he looks at the night, the perfection of the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say for example, today, sun, subah sadiq, or fajr time sets in at 5:27. And you won't find it one day, it's late. Sometimes a person, he may wake up late, or he may end up going to work late, or sometimes a person, he might be early. People in their ways are erratic, sometimes early, sometimes late, sometimes sick. But did we ever hear of the sun being late? Never ever, thousands of years, Allah Ta'ala created it perfect. No delays whatsoever. If that sun, Allah Ta'ala, in ulama explained the beauty of the tilt of the sun also. If the sun, that tilt that he has given, that rotation that has been given, if that also had to change, either this everyone on earth will get frozen because of the cold, or if it becomes too close and too hot, then everything on this world will roast. So that tilt, that alternation, that rotation of the sun, the earth, the system of the world that is continuing, free of any type of service. We never heard of the sun going for service. It needs to go for a major service. Everything has burnt out. It needs a refurbishment. Allah Ta'ala has for thousands and thousands of years has continued with the system. No need for a service. And perfect, perfect precision timing without any problem. So just looking in the creation of the heavens, creation of the earth, look at the moon, look at the sun, look at the stars. Have you ever heard that the moon now had decided to take a rest? So this month there will be no moon for us. So we don't have to cite nothing like that. Allah Ta'ala, everything created perfection. So for the intelligent, this is what the ayat is saying, that in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the day and night, are signs for those that are intelligent. There has to be a creator behind it. You can't say it all happened just by chance. Everything happened just by chance. All the animals came into the world, the fish came into the ocean, people, everything just came. There was one big bang, and everything just came like that. Impossible to think like that. It's foolish. So therefore Allah Ta'ala is saying, these are signs for people of intelligence. You just have to think of the creation that Allah Ta'ala, marvel at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He created everything. People that understand the body also will tell you what perfection Allah Ta'ala has created the body. Something happens to it, the body has the means of repairing itself. For example, if we get cut, we don't have to go now to a panel beater and tell him to get new skin for us and now stick a new piece of skin because this skin got damaged. Like if our car gets damaged, we've got to take it to the panel beater. It got a big scratch and now you need to respray it. Did we ever hear of anybody to respray the skin? Allah Ta'ala made it such that it repairs itself so many times over and over. It repairs itself. It corrects itself. The beauty Allah Ta'ala has created. If you look at insan as far as the sight is concerned, you find as days go, they improve as far as technology is concerned in terms of the number of pixels, in the clarity of the picture, in the color of the picture, in the resolutions of the picture. But from the time Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam till now, there was no such thing as every day we improving on the clarity. The clarity was as brilliant as you could get from day one, and it's still brilliant up till now. This is Allah Ta'ala. There's no need for the learning curve. There's no need for improvement. There's no such thing as we got now. Insan that came that time, and insan now is a facelift model of that insan. That insan Allah Ta'ala had created. In fact, because of our style and our eating habits, and as time is going, we are getting weaker in our ways. What Allah Ta'ala had created that time was much, much stronger, much, much bigger than what we are today also. This is from the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, this is what this ayat is speaking about. There's so much, if a person just thinks how Allah Ta'ala sends down the rain, how it hits the dry ground, one seed in the ground sprouts up, and then so many, for example, if it's mango, then so many mangoes come up from that one seed in the dry ground. Where did all the sugar come from? Where did all the color come from? Where did all the texture come from? Where did all the taste come from? And you can have thousands of trees in one orchard like that. Where did everything come from? La ilaha illallah. You have to say it's Allah. So if a man of intelligence just ponders, this is what ayat is saying, he just ponders on the creation of the heaven and earth, alternation of day and night. This is an ayat, this is a sign for who? Ulul albab. For those people that got some intelligence. If a person wants to just deny Allah Ta'ala, then he'll continuously deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person just looks and he thinks, so many things Allah Ta'ala created brilliantly. What a system Allah Ta'ala has created. Then he'll realize that there has to be a creator to everything. There's no such thing as it could just have come up on its own. So this is the first part of the ayat. Second part of the ayat, أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. This part of the ayat ties up with many of the claims of the title or the chapter that we did. This ayat, this part says, those who remember Allah Ta'ala standing, sitting and lying on their sides. So So now this shows us that we can make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. We can remember Allah Ta'ala standing, sitting and lying on our sides. Already he covered three parts of the chapter which he brought in. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. The dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is such a great thing, such an easy thing. We can do it in all conditions. It will be foolish for us to leave it out, to leave out making the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala just because we want a wild time and listen to the radio, or person wants to waste time on the cell phone, whereas he can make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And what he's doing is actually planting, and he's making his garden in Jannah beautiful. So when he goes there, he'll see a massive, beautiful, brilliant garden. And that was all the dhikr that he made in this world, remembering Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So let us use our time intelligently. We may not be hufaz of Quran Sharif, so we can't read Quran Sharif all the time, but one thing we can do all the time is make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Let it be such that our lips and our tongue is continuously moving with the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We don't waste our time. One day when our eyes close, then we'll benefit from all the dhikr we made of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.